No, that's a dumb idea.
You say that about everything.
That's not true.
Then I say that about everything. Between the two of us, there's nothing that's not a dumb idea. This is the conclusion I have come to.
Are we really going to start it off on such a note?
I don't have a harmonica. Because you got to do that. You just got to be like... And then you go.
Doot.
You're flat.
There's our note.
Don't worry, there's a spare in the trunk. Just open the trunk. Beep.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm going to kill you. Wait. Kill. Podcasting with swords.
And a license plate.
The license plate is a sword.
It's like a dog tag for a car. Makes me really, really sad.
The sword is in your mind. With the bun. It's a sword sandwich.
Sounds delicious. Hello.
No, it doesn't.
Hello, hello.
And welcome
to
another episode of Aliku Studios. We're probably going to call this one a guide, and given our approach so far and the subject matter which we will broach.
Okay.
Guiden,
I think it's like 8.
I don't think it really matters.
Might be like 16. Might be like, I don't care.
We do a lot of guidance. Okay, now are we all cut up?
We're a couple of cut-ups, all right. I'd say that. Ha-cha-cha.
So, we're coming to you now live from the scene of right here, where Nick has something to say.
So I've been playing a lot of Forza 3 because I'm not one to get drunk.
What?
You know the Punisher?
Yeah.
And like there was that scene where he has like a handgun in one hand and
I never saw any of those movies.
And all the whiskey in the world in his other hand.
I never saw any of those movies.
Okay, so in the Punisher there's this one scene where he has a gun in one hand and all the whiskey in the world in the other hand.
Okay.
And he just goes between them trying to decide which one to put in his mouth. I found myself in a situation where it's a lot like that, except instead of a gun, it's cars, and instead of beer, it's nothing, because, I don't know, cars.
Whiskey beer?
I ain't got no whiskey. We got these, like, Jack Daniel Black Rock shooters or something in the basement. I don't know. They're like if Jack Daniel tried to make like a Smirnoff Ice kind of deal.
Like if Jack Daniels tried to make a okay. One stupid drawing that turned into a song that turned into an animation.
So if Jack Daniels were real and Jack Daniels asked you to dance,
So you've been playing a lot of Forza.
I've been playing a butt ton of Forza, and that's with two N's and an E. And I realized, like, those other cars that are on a track, I don't really see them as my enemies. Whereas in the game, like a lot of the games I like in Quake, or in Super Dodgeball Brawlers, $10 on the DS, I find that, you know, everyone who is not part of my team, or myself, if it's not a team game, they are my enemies, and I need to destroy them.
What about in another car driving game, like, say, Burnout?
It's the same thing as Burnout. Everyone is... Those guys are fucking douchebags.
Okay, what about a game that's not quite Burnout? What about, say, Mario Kart?
I'd say they fall under the same sort of auspices, but I find myself hating the game more than the players.
Ah. So, if they're not your enemies, what do you consider them? Are they your allies? They're certainly not your allies. You're trying to beat them.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like should they be my enemies? Should that be how I go into this? They're sort of like my opponents. Like, we are competing for the same prize, but if they win, then I lose. But it's not necessarily they win by me losing. You know? It's one of those deals. It's like you must lose so that I may win. It's like, I will win, but that will cause you to lose. These are different states of competition.
Whoa.
I held on to that one. That was tenuous at best.
Competition.
I just got back from the States. Go on.
Oh, I was expecting you to say something.
I got... Oh, that's the extent of my
Like, my that muse. Your arms were tired or something. because you just got back from the States.
I took a boat.
Oh.
My legs are sore.
Standing room only.
Yes. Actually, because it was a gravy boat, and so we all had to balance very surreptitiously. Mm. Well, if anybody else knew that we were balancing, like all together, they would certainly think we were unbalanced. Then we would just fall in. And we would turn the gravy boat, and it would be a horrible, horrible occurrence. It would
terrible
be like
waste of gravy.
Have you ever seen a beach line just covered in gravy?
I've seen close to it.
People trying to
tarballs
use a toothbrush to clean
gravy off of a seagull
and a penguin. The penguin ate the seagull and is choking to death as well. He's like, wait, I can't eat this. And his confusion got to a non-Antarctic shoreline.
Okay.
So what do you think about enemies?
Do
you... Like, let's say, you know, you're put in a room full of... It's also... I started the one time we tried to play Trigger Discipline.
Uh-huh.
The way I started it was, you're standing at the edge of town in your giant robots. There are monsters in the town. Go for it. And apparently nobody took that as that those were enemies, therefore you must fight them.
Oh. They thought they were friendly monsters?
They didn't know what to think. They just took it at face value, like, okay, there are monsters.
Oh, okay.
Are these good monsters? Are these...
Well, that's all right. I mean, were the monsters destroying the city at the time?
They were stepping on everything.
Was it a city of devils?
No, it was... It was the said city built on rock and roll. At least, in retrospect, it must have been, considering by the end of that campaign, they had turned into a giant robot rock band.
Oh.
Using the power of guitars and fireworks to destroy all their enemies.
And Gar.
Well, I think the fireworks came from the Gar.
Ah.
Because it was like one robot, like, fireworks shot out of its feet whenever you did a sweet chord. So you go, poing, and then fireworks would shoot out straight into a monster's nose and their head exploded.
From the feet?
Or somewhere, I don't know.
That's weird.
Shove your foot in the mouth, fireworks out the nose. That'd be kind of cool.
Ooh.
You ever have that problem?
No. But anyway, let's try to...
Oh, Nokia, you're so Denwa.
That's gonna be like my new tweeny drama show.
That's so Denwa?
That's so Denwa.
Like that's a raven?
Yeah, exactly.
It's about a bird. Okay, so the bee stealing the car was the metaphor for the... We should watch that episode.
What?
It's an episode of Space Ghost. It was one of the last ones. It wasn't flip mode. It was one with the bees, and they steal a car.
Not the bees and the shark and the bear and the genitalia made out of M-80s.
No, that was the Kentucky Nightmare.
Yeah.
This is like an episode or two after that.
Oh, of course.
Same era, as you can tell.
The end days.
Yeah.
So,
stand up and pee in a cup. We can't be curing without your urine.
Anyway.
Make a donation?
No. So do you think it's like a sportsmanlike thing? Like you're not seeing these people as enemies because you're just there to, you know, participate in the same sort of sport?
No, that's the thing. Like, I don't even see them as that. I see them more... Like, I imagine it would be different if I was playing online or with actual people.
Yeah.
Do
you just see them as sort of a feature of the game that must be navigated around them?
Yeah, they're obstacles, really.
Oh.
Like...
So they're not even like opponents because you don't even register them as similar beings to you.
Yeah, they can become enemies or... Like, they can become sort of... I don't want to say sentient because AI or whatever, but...
You'll recognize them as individuals once they fuck with you.
Yeah, as beings once they piss me off. And I'll be like, okay, you have gone from... an object to something, to someone who I am pissed at.
Hmm.
And then they get corpsified. But, I imagine there's also got to be a difference when it's sort of... It's sort of the difference, like, when we're... Like, when we have our games of Action Quake. Because we usually have small games. So we know everybody. We can very, very quickly and easily pick up on people's tactics and tendencies and characteristics.
Yeah.
And this is also different from larger scale games. Like, what's a game with a lot of people on it but isn't an MMO?
I don't know, but, like, even TF2, I'm usually playing with, like, 2 dozen, 3 dozen people.
Yeah.
So.
See, that's part of my problem with playing online in a game like that, is because when you're playing with that many people, I lose it again, and they go back to sort of being objects, which is why I never really figured out, like, you know, why I play online.
Like, that's what the friends list is for me. Like, that's why I always play in the same server, so I get to know people.
That's true.
Like, I forget who it was, but there is someone who recently was vexing me, because I've been playing a lot of Soldier recently, and there's this dude who was just, like, a masterful poofer. I was just like, all right, let's do this. Poof, oh, no, I'm dead. So, like, whenever I saw a pyro that game, I was just like, is it him? Better switch to the shotgun anyway.
That happened with me and a specialist once. Like, it was, like, 2 a.m. I was on some random server, and it was just me and this guy, and he was like...
Was he just fooing everywhere?
Yeah, he was kung fu only, but it was just me and him. So I was like, all right, sir, I'm going to learn to foo from you. And we just, like, kung fu'd into the wee hours of the morning, and I learned from him, and it was
Dragon Kick.
Yeah, like, it was a really cool experience. It was, like master and student, and then we just kept punching each other.
Because,
you know, everybody gets tired at some point. But then, like, you know, like, that was cool, and that's where you can, like, learn and sort of make friends or acquaintances through it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I only saw him maybe once more, which was in the middle of a game with a whole bunch of people in it, so it's not even like we could have a connection, because there was too much going on.
Was he fooling through them, too?
It's sort of like when, like, if you have a friend who works, like,
it's okay, don't answer that. Whatever.
He might have had a sword. But it's like...
He might have had a sword.
You know, like, when you got a friend who works in retail, like at Dunkin' Donuts or something like that?
Sure.
And so you're like, all right, hey, this is my friend. I want to go say hi to my friend. So you go to them, but you go to them, like, in the middle of the day, so even though they're your friend, you really can't, like, talk or interact.
Mm-hmm.
So is you get this sort of, like this like, this warm feeling in the cockles of your heart because someone you know and appreciate the company of is there, but it's lacking most of, like, pretty much all of the events that occur when you're actually hanging out with them in a very fulfilling way. That's what it's like in a situation like that. So even if you learn, like if you're playing on a server, and even if you, like, come to know, like, 20 or 30 people, or even, like, 15, whatever, it's, like, because so many people are cycling out, you know, you probably will never completely feel it, because there's all these new people you're being bombarded with.
Yeah. Yeah. And new people always suck.
Yeah.
I won't name names, but there's a couple new people who suck. And I get disappointed every time I see them on. I'm just like, ugh. They're here.
That's a whole different... But with... Like, I could see it working, you know, like, with the way people have, like, rating groups in WoW. Because then, you know, it's a whole bunch of people. But it's always the same people. And you all have this very common goal. Especially because, you know, it's the nature of the game. It's not always PvP.
You know, 30-man raid or whatever.
Yeah. So, in that case, but also with that, you know, a lot of the good ones will have, like, their rating night. So, if I wanted to, like, actually sort of, what's the word? Like encourage, but, like, growing a plant.
Nurture?
If I wanted to nurture relationships with people that I meet completely, not abstractly, but when you don't have identity...
Anonymously?
When I meet, like, these pretty anonymous people online, and I wish to nurture...
Semi-anonymous, you know.
Yeah. Well, like I have no idea who they are outside of the context of
this. They have a static game identity, but it's one that's disconnected from everything else, and you just have the one common thread to them.
Yeah, like, if I could walk past them on the street and never know.
Yeah.
But if I wish to nurture a relationship, even just a game relationship with these people, it's sort of, like, I won't try it unless I know I'm going to, like... It's going to be a constant repeat thing. Like if there were people on Mobinogi who were, like, cool people and we wanted to run dungeons with them, like, that would be cool. And I would feel a lot better if I knew that I was going to, like, if we made Thursday night raid night, and we could, like, just find people who would say, yes, Thursday night is a cool raid night, I will join you guys on that. And then we build that way.
But there are a bunch of people who play Mobinogi that I know. They're on a different server, though.
Oh. But then, like, on top of that, like, I don't feel the need to put in the effort to interact with, to build that relationship if I don't already plan on having something like that. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it has to be in some place where I already feel that I'm going to be playing this game enough to start a raid night like that.
Mm-hmm.
It could work with Mobinogi or with that other one.
Shin Mega.
Yeah.
10.
Online. Imagine.
Shin Mega 10 online. Imagine. Baby's first birthday party. With a bicorn.
Ooh. Oh, a bicorn on the cob.
Mm.
Let's go bicorn on the cob.
Damn it.
Ah,
we should just play that game tonight.
Okay. Or we could play some action. Let's play both.
Okay.
Because I could also go for some action. Because it's the same thing, because it's the competitive.
And the cooperative.
Which do you prefer?
The sacred and the profane. I don't know. It depends.
Depends on what? Let's just... I'm curious.
Feel what I'm in the mood for.
But... they say, and this was something that we went over in a couple of my classes, that a large difference between... men and women is, like, in the way they form their social networks, is that women are group-based and men are activity-based.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the women will be like, this is my group, we are going to always be the same group and then do things together.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas men are like, okay, this is the activity I want to do.
And the people who show up to the activity are the group.
Which is why, you know, things like bowling leagues work and... golfing buddies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do everything with those people. And I'm going some... So, I almost feel sort of like a cognitive dissonance. I love that word. Like, because we will play such different experiences together.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, in something like Action Quake... we're trying to learn everyone's pattern and try to exploit their weaknesses and their tendencies, and we are rivals, and we do have a sort of gentleman's agreement, but at the end of the night, whoever has the most frags can brag for the rest of the night. As compared to, you know, something like Mobinogi, where it's completely everybody build up together.
Mm-hmm. Let's go run across the continent.
Yeah.
And see what's there. Ride some hippos.
Like those are highly different activities.
Yeah.
In the structure of the relationships between players.
And then you kind of have in-betweens. Like, me and Anders have been playing a lot of 2-on-2 StarCraft recently,
mm-hmm.
which I don't prefer to 1-on-1.
Really?
Yeah. Because then you're relying on another person, and I have a bad habit of just yelling.
What, at your teammate?
Yeah.
Yelling at them to do things or to stop doing things?
To do things. I'm just like, Anders. Like, there was literally a time where, like, I forget what was going on, but I was just like, Anders, react! Because, like, I was just looking at the thing happening, and I was looking at his units, and his units were not performing the way that I wanted his units to perform, i.e. they were just sitting there, not doing anything about the thing. And I was just like, Anders, do anything! But at the same time, you can kind of have fun moments together, like when you're both playing Zerg and you both pop Nidus Canals into the enemy base.
Oh, man.
Or worms, rather.
Yeah.
And you just both unload a boatload of Hydralisks and shit, and you're just like, yeah. Except Anders has been doing that wrong. He thought that you needed to put down creep to do the Nidus worm thing, which made it a lot more complex issue.
Yeah.
When actually Nidus worms spawn creep around them.
Oh, that makes sense.
You just need to see a point, and then you can pop up a worm there, and then you can disgorge all of your units there.
Yeah.
Through a worm.
Is it like a cat bus, but it's a worm subway?
You make, like, this hub at your base, and the hub has the ability to sprout worms.
Yeah.
And then you can enter units in through the hub or through the worms, and when they're in there, they're in this kind of, like, nebulous network, and they can just pop up wherever the hub or the worms are.
Ew.
Yeah.
But, like,
they're gross.
Yeah. You see, like, in a situation like that, maybe I should be on your team, but I shouldn't act as my own entity. I should just be another set of hands to fulfill the wishes of somebody who knows how to play.
I don't know how to play. Don't like that. That's part of why I don't like it, because I know that I am not great at that game, but my ego is still large. So I'm just like, oh, damn it, Anders, if only you were acting exactly how I want you to act. But even then, I'm like, no, then we'd still lose. We'd still die. Stop being a dick, Ryan.
Yeah, but I would feel better because I wouldn't be making any decisions.
Okay.
I just feel like, oh, you fucked up?
So basically, you just want to watch me try to play two factions in StarCraft and then laugh when I fuck up.
No, it's just like, you know, sorry, just feel like, all right, build tanks. I'll tell you when to send them over. I'll be like, okay, chief. Okay. Because you could probably trust on me to have, like, 20 gajillion tanks.
Yeah. I mean, you made all those Marines.
They were frightening.
And you ran them into my tanks. Twice.
Yeah. The first time it worked.
No, I mean, when you ran them by and then you ran them back.
I don't even watch them when they go out. Cause I
that explains everything.
No, because I'm be like, all right, I think the enemies are here. Go there, I'll deal with you when you get there. And then I go back to building supply depots. I should just build my starships out of supply depots. Can I do that?
Just mount thrusters to the supply depots and just rocket them into the enemy base.
Yeah.
Just throw buildings at people. Alright, so anything else to say about your spiel?
Yeah. Do you ever feel like...
I never felt like... Bump, bump, bump.
Like you have sort of like a co-op rapport with somebody?
Yes.
Yeah?
Like when we played Trauma Team.
Yeah.
Like that. We had an amazing rapport there.
Like that's what I like.
Also, Alien Swarm, I got a lot of that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alien Swarm. I didn't get as like much
there,
of that from
there
Alien
were points
Swarm,
when it was like 2 in the morning, and people were being like, yo, Ryan. I mean, people around me, not people in the game, just like, Ryan, stop talking so loud. You're keeping everyone up. And I'm like, but we got a good thing going on here.
Did I ever tell you a story about me and Lincoln and the Gold Stars?
No.
It was...
Banana stickers?
No. So, we were... It was like 2 years ago now, when we were living in the apartment with Will and Paul and Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
When I was living. I am the royal we.
Man, Lincoln's a cool guy. What's he doing these days?
Well, Lincoln...
Is he in your apartment?
No, he's like 2 blocks away, though.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't walked up there yet.
Okay.
And again, he's not around because it's summer. Anyway.
I should totally... we can talk about this later. Continue your story.
So, we were sitting there. And, you know, we had been playing, like, Rock Band all day, right? Mm-hmm. And we had all four of us playing, and we were doing our band thing, right?
Yeah.
And
what was the name of your band?
The Presidents of the United States. There was Theodore, Jackson, Lincoln, and Washington.
Oh, okay. Isn't that a band? Isn't that an actual band?
Yeah. They did that song, Man. One time there was a man, Chris Killer with a rock. Bum, bum,
okay.
So, we had been playing Rock Band all day, and we were, like, having fun, doing our thing, whatever. So, everybody else had to, like, go eat or something. I don't know what normal people do.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, me and Lincoln, and it was, like, 2 in the morning by this point. And, like, he was in the beanbag chair sideways. I was on the couch sideways. Each of us had a guitar. We were just looking at the screen, just going. Like, not a word was said. And we were just going through some song. I forget which one it was. But, and we were just like, just going. And it was like, 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 star. And we were like, oh yeah, 5 star. And we were only like halfway through the song. We were like, all right, I'm down with this. And then they went gold. And we just freaked out. It's like, I've never seen that before. I didn't know stars could go gold.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, because Lincoln is also the guy where... One morning, I was like, hey, you want to play Gunstar Heroes? And then we played through Gunstar Heroes, beat it, and went to class. And then, like, a month later, I was like, hey, you want to play Four Swords? And we played Four Swords together, beat it, and went to class.
Damn.
Like Lincoln is possibly one of the best co-op partners I've ever, like, encountered for pretty much any game.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't say nothing, just do what has to be done, pick up on, like picking up on cues.
Yeah.
Without sort of verbal. It's like when you see that, it's sort of when you have a common understanding
of the system, and you know what each of you has to do.
Yeah, because it's like, in like to go back to Rock Band, it was like, it's like because you can not only watch what's going on your screen, but if you just, you know, corner of your eye, you see how much, you know, star power they have.
Yeah.
And then when you see that you both have it, you just wait, and as soon as the chorus hits, and you know that's a good spot to do it, you just go, and when the other person also does it, and you're like, man, we have this down pat, that is so good. When everything is like, I want to like, it's understanding like a common knowledge of tactics and sort of having all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm curious if we would start to suck at a game like a game where it is not clearly apparent what your partner's status is.
Mm.
Much like the game Vicious Twins.
Ah.
Except that is kind of apparent. Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
But it's sort of, it's because it's halfway between just,
you know, two simultaneous unrelated games.
I'm talking about this, like, this co-op flow.
Oh, I thought you meant Vicious Twins.
That's also kind of cool. But it's sort of like when you just like a common knowledge of this is the way that we are going to play this game when we are playing together. But it's also a lot like a trust exercise, I guess, because it's just like, it's like, listen, we play well enough together, so just do what you feel is right. And because there is no, like if you can do that without like plan, like just say like, maybe we should do this and maybe we should do this, and just knowing that the other person will have listened, remember, understood that what you said, it's like,
yeah, I was getting a lot of that when we were doing the surgery on what's-his-name's kid.
Yeah.
Like, for the first couple stages, we were just, like, barking orders back and forth at each other. But then the last part, we just both shut up.
Yeah.
And, like, because the way we had the tool set up, like, we each had to do our things in turn. Like, you would cut, I would drain. You would cut again, pull it out. You would sew, I would medicate, you would cover.
Yeah.
And then it would be done. And, like,
and, like, the only thing we had to say was, up, I think we missed something that was hidden.
Yeah.
It was just, like, who could see better was trying to help. Yeah, because I remember on the first stage, I was kind of yelling at you a bunch, like, stop!
Well, yeah, that's because I kept messing shit up.
Because also, that was, like, the first time you had ever touched it.
Yeah.
So, then, like, after that, it was, like, set.
Yeah.
But
it was just, like, nothing was said, everything was done, and then everyone went, like, whoa.
Yeah.
And like, then we were just, like, wait, huh?
Like,
oh, whoa.
S. Cause that like were they like saying, like, were they praising us in the background? I don't remember hearing it. It's like you're not here, we're there already.
It was a transcendent moment,
and that's but it's a different moment. Like it's extremely similar to like when you're doing well at a game, like when you're just in the flow of a game, like when you see something coming at you and you can reflect to it, to be able to do that, not only what the game throws at you, but to sync your movements up with another person,
yeah.
It's
a very rewarding experience.
Yeah. Like, that's why when me and Caitlin play that co-op Tetris, that's how I know that I'm going to marry her. Is because I'm pretty sure the only reason we stopped playing that was because someone started cooking, and so I stopped looking at the screen.
Huh.
I was just like, is that chicken? Is that shit? And, you know,
that's a beautiful thing.
It's a very good feeling. The only problem is that it's like Caitlin, and then Lincoln, and then you are the people I feel it with. So I go, wait a second. what is this? I see a trend. Don't worry about it. It's fun. We're going to call it fun.
Daijoubu.
Either way, it's a good feeling.
So, Nick, what are you thinking, like a big ceremony or just like a little thing? Because I never really liked, you know, for when we get married.
Well, no, that's actually something I threw the idea towards Caitlin. It was like, So how about instead of a first dance, we just have like a first Tekken match? like we get like at the recital, the reception, plenty of antennas, so that way we know it's a great reception.
Yeah.
But then instead of like having a dance floor, we just set up like four or five projectors around the room, and then you'll have like the Tetris projector and the like burnout and the and you know instead of dancing, everybody just goes up and plays their games.
Nerd.
Yeah. Could be romantic. it's like that dude who took, who hacked Chrono Trigger, and made like a 5-minute scene where at the end of it he proposed in it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and like what he like it was like that that like cliff scene where you first go back in time.
Oh kinda. Yeah.
So he took that, but then he also put in like NPCs that went through like the first. Like his most memorable moments from their relationship.
Aww.
And then like the final boss fight was like the ghost of some guy, and like the ghost was it was him, and he was like, "Will you marry me?" Blah. Because boss fight. It was cute. It was very cute.
Okay.
You had a thing?
Yeah.
Sorry if you have about four as a
class. So that's how we feel about. Not the enemies, but the opponents in Forza. The fellow competitors. The featureless blobs on the road.
Actually...
What?
Me and Lincoln also played a bunch of Forza. Except we had a problem where... We were on the Nürburgring, and we were on two laps. And at the end of the first lap, we crashed our cars into each other. And we finished that fucking race with completely dead cars. It took like another half hour after the first 6-minute lap.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
It was...
That's why I...
It was so dumb. It was so great. It was like MD Geist.
Yeah, with you guys... With you and Jesse playing with only the cosmetic damage on, I'm like, no. I want to see you guys limp over the finish line after you crush each other.
Yeah. No, it's such a great feeling. The problem is that it can make, you know, what is usually like a 7-minute experience turn like into a half-hour experience.
Yeah.
Which sometimes can make it better, sometimes... The trick is you have to do it at a time where you instinctually know that... Otherwise, you would be sleeping or otherwise wasting your time.
Yeah.
Like, why am I sleeping? I could be doing something epic.
I've been feeling that way lately.
And that's the
that's
principle behind
been
late
sleeping.
Night. That's why I've been watching 24.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, my bet. It's not going to turn into anything as abstract or stuff. Kyle Maquette was this weekend. Number that's... 78.
Woo.
Woo. I'm not actually up on stuff, so I don't know about all the cool things that I would otherwise care about.
But there was Freeze the Bullet.
But there was Freeze the Bullet, and there was, I don't know, Jump the Mushroom.
Catapult?
Yes, Cannonbolt was released this
Cannonbolt.
Year. Comic-Con 78.
Cannonbolt.
Thrust Burst. Cannon Spike.
Cannon Burst. Cannon Burst?
Can't...
You gotta.
So there was a new Toho game released. Yosei Dai something. Great Fairy Wars
12.8. Dai Fairy Tyson it is.
Something.
Except Tyson's already Japanese, so it doesn't need Daisu on the end.
That's not how that.
It's okay, it's okay. Daijoubu. Daisu.
Nerds! So yeah, Toho 12.8, you play as Chirino, you fight the three, okay, you fight three mischievous families, fairies, apparently they knock down your house or something. I didn't actually read that part of the comic, I stopped right before the chapter where they got the cute mining helmets, because I was like, cute headgear, that's not what I'm in this franchise for. So yeah, it's fun. It's kind of like it's kind of similar to Shoot the Bullet in that you have a recharging power. In this case, being freezing things.
Yep.
It has a new and novel because synonyms health and bomb mechanic, where like you have this, you have like three gauges. You've got like motivation, your freezy meter, and your perfect freezy meter, and shot power. And when you so your charge-up thing, you freeze stuff, and you freeze bullets, and then they hang there, and any bullets that run into them also freeze. and the area, that happens for a time, and then it all shatters, and it's like, woo, points. And when that happens, the area of the screen that you covered gets added to each of those gauges in, like, different amounts.
In some ratio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, to get more lives, to get bombs, and to get more shot power, you freeze things. And it's really fun. And it's also really balls hard. But that's kind of par for the course.
Yep. I like it. It's pretty hard.
I also like it.
Yeah. So you're saying that there are no lives, there's just a sort of motivation gauge?
Well, I mean, it basically boils down to lives, because, like, when you get hit, you lose 100 motivation, and if you can't lose 100 motivation, you lose.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah.
I should free stuff more.
You probably should. You should probably always be freezing things if you can freeze.
I love games that have that idea behind it. Like, I think that's one of the things I like most about Burnout, is it goes under the premise of...
You should be doing something extreme all the time.
It's like, if you do X, and you do X really well, we will let you X better.
Yeah.
Like that's Burnout. Drive like a crazy person. Here you can drive like a crazy person better.
Yep.
And I think that's, like... It seems watered down in a lot of RPGs, where you just, like, level up a skill instead of getting a new... What am I saying?
Right, so, anyway.
Like, maybe it's like in Red Faction. It's like, man, you're pretty good with that sledgehammer. Here's a neodymium rifle. Works on the principle of magnets and the matrix. Neodymium.
I guess I haven't gotten to that part yet.
But you just stole the core from the Marauders.
Yeah, and it was kind of creepy. Like, it was at that point in the game, I was like, I should probably turn my music off so that I can appreciate this part, because it's kind of weird.
Whole thing's kind of weird. Have you been finding the radio transmissions from people?
No, I have not found a single radio transmission.
They're pretty well hidden, but they're around.
Oh, wait, no, I did find one. I found, like, a dead guy. And it was all, like, find a couple more of these to find the old Wasname headquarters.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I'm like, whoa. Ultor Corp, that's it.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's weird. Aren't those the guys from that game that Saints Row 2?
Yeah, one of them is Shandy from Saints Row.
Oh, what's he doing on Mars?
Oh, no, I don't know how she got to Mars. She was all coked up or something.
Oh.
She would fly.
She did so much coke, she went to the future.
She was way out there, boy.
That's pretty far out there, man. New Toho game, woo.
What was the other one?
The other one that I've been playing is New Super Marisa Land, a sequel to the old Marisa Land, by Tassofro. Tassogary Frontier, Twilight Frontier, whatever you want to call them. Same dudes behind the Toho fighting games. But this one is like Mario, and it plays like Mario. So if you like Mario and you like Toho's, you should probably play this. If you just like Toho's, you should, I don't know, check it out if you want to. If you just like Mario, it's a decent platformer. It's actually really balls, because, like, you know, sometimes there's castles where you have to, like, there'll be, like, split levels, and you have to go through it a certain way or whatever.
Yeah.
The first castle had, like, three sections like that, and, like, it was really complex stuff. Like, you had to go over the first bit from the top, then drop down, then jump up backwards onto that other platform, then go forwards, except you probably should have gone down there and failed it the first time so you could hit those invisible blocks from the bottom to open up the path to go the right way. Mm. And I was just like, this sucks!
I love it.
But then I got through, and then I timed out on the boss fight, because it took me, like, 2 minutes to spade it all out. It sucked.
Jeez, time out.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know if I've ever timed out in a Mario game.
Because, it happened to me once in a Sonic game, and it made me really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I think that was also while I was using the debug mode code, and that's why I timed out, because I was just digging around.
Oh.
But then okay. I felt really sad, because I was like, oh no, you're supposed to beat these levels.
Yeah. I don't know, what I like about the game, though, is that so far, I've only seen, like, three power-ups. Mushroom, make you big.
Make you big.
A cup of green tea, make you into a Reimu. Throw yin-yang balls, they bounce off shit.
Reimurisa.
Reimurisa. Reimurisa. red and white.
Rosemary.
And carrot that turns you into...
Ryuoki.
Turns you into Ryuoki, and you're all like, gonna go on the farm, live with Tenchi.
Farm giant carrots!
Carrots as big as your head.
I think you need...
No, it turns you into a racing bunny. You get helicopter ears. It's pretty fun. I have heard that Invincible Marissa is something to see. I have not yet been invincible, though. I don't know, it's kind of cool, because there's always, like... There's a constant portrait cut-in that's dependent on, like, whether you're small or big or Reimu or whatever on the right side. So it's just, like, you get the big carrot, and suddenly you've got, you know, ears over there. I don't know. It's all right. Stop looking for Tenchi Muyo images.
But, oh, the show is dumb. I remember why I don't actually want to watch. What's going on here?
I don't know. I should probably look into music that came out.
I still want to hear I still want to hear Death Smiles.
Yeah.
Because we played it without any sound.
Oh.
But it comes with a soundtrack, so we mess something up horribly.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
That's, what's his face from Men in Black?
Yeah. G.
K.
K. Who's G? Was there a G?
I think G was the one before J.
Oh.
Forget H and I.
Yeah, fuck them. Those guys were losers.
Harold and Ingvold.
Ingvold?
You were Russian.
I was thinking Swedish.
Maybe.
Norwegian. Some kind of Icelandic.
Comic-Con. That's like a comic convention, right?
No.
Oh. What's it? It's a convention, right?
Yeah, it's a selling stuff convention.
Oh, so it's oh. Just a selling stuff convention.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, there's also cosplay and stuff. But there's not like panels or viewing rooms or anything like we have over here.
Speaking of which, I found out the guy I need to talk to get panels for Genericon.
Yeah?
So we gotta figure out what panels we want.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So when's Genericon?
When was it last year?
I don't know, February?
Either the last week of January, first week of February, somewhere around there.
Okay.
I don't think they know yet.
I'm sure.
So,
what do we know about? Do we want to do a panel where we educate people? Where we entertain people?
I almost get the feeling like we should do two or three. Because we can do one that's like, you know, our general fare. Be
we
like,
do
hey,
a game show.
How do you want to know? You want some free awesome games? We're going to educate some people. We're going to read you a book. And we'll write a book ourselves, and it'll be, hey, you should read this book, or at least have it read to you by these cool guys. That's what the book's called.
That's rubbish.
We'll work on it. We'll polish it.
Okay.
Give it a nice sheen. Charlie Sheen, perhaps.
I think it would be fun to do a game panel, like a game show sort of thing.
Well, that's what the other one could be, if we can't think of another thing that we know about. Is because you had said Action Castle.
Yeah, that was just a thing that I said, though.
Yeah, but I still kind of like that idea.
Yeah, I could look into it.
Or we do something sort of, like, definitely something in that vein, some sort of, like we are the referees, and you guys are all working together to compete with each other. Or something where
I like the idea of collaborative text adventure.
Yeah, or just
especially where one person can just walk up and say, reset. And then I'll be like, hello, you have arrived at the gates of Action Castle, or whatever.
Read pamphlet. No! But, I like the idea...
What do I have to say to you to make you stop?
I'm sorry, I do not understand.
Fuck off!
No, I like the idea... I like that idea of... Like, or even, like, not so abruptly, but just the idea of, like people are like, oh, yeah, so we should use that fishing pole to get some fish out of the river. And somebody can just walk up and be like, throw fishing pole on fire.
Hmm.
Like, is this something where technically everybody's working together, but there's lots of opportunity to just mess with each other? It's either that or we have to just do, like, a badassery and anime panel.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Like, that could be cool, but I don't... I know that I don't know enough about anime to be like a professional. Although I am oftentimes a professional on badassery.
Well, I mean, you'd want a couple ones that are known to everybody so that they're like, oh yeah, woo, I know that. But then you want a couple ones that are like, whoa, I didn't know about that. That person's badass.
But so it would just be sort of like a present, here you go kind of thing?
I think.
All right.
A showcase of badassery? I don't know. What were you thinking of? Look, I don't think this is... we can leave this out of the podcast. We can have this discussion on our own at a later time.
Okay.
I think we can call it.
Okay. You got the number?
What?
You got the number, so we can call it.
Fuck you.
Okay. Yeah.
This has been an Elite Goo Studios production. You can find us on the web at elitegoostudios.net, where you will see show notes, and you can listen to the rest of our show.
We really need to revamp.
Yeah. Oh, I have something to tell you.
Okay.
We're done here. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/OSPC. You can look in the cast list.
/OlikuStudios. The hashtag is OSPC.
Oh.
Which I suggest people use to be like, hey, did you know about this? Could you tell people about this? What do you think of this? Any sort of question or comment could be put that way. Give us content. Sometimes we don't care enough to actually think of something we want to talk about.
So if you have anything that you'd like to hear us talk about, please let us know if you exist.
Don't just let us know. Let other people know that we exist. We like cool stuff. And this is something else to talk about later. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Email? Twitter?
Email. Podcast at elitegoostudios.net.
Jesse's writing a new story.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm telling you about when we're done here.
Oh. Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Night.